Well, you knew it would be many years of diligent work to raise up your children. It started from the typical change, feed, bathe the baby routine. Then, in short time, it became so much more. Every day was full of big decisions from school, activities, and sports. And then above all this, you want to ensure, well, that their faith life was encouraged, fed, and lived. And of course, this all starts at home. In his video shorts, Home with Faith, Deacon Eric Page gives you 4 ways to be a prophetic witness in our children's lives. Deacon Eric is the director of the Office of Marriage and Family Life for the Archdiocese of Seattle and joins us today. Hello, Deacon Eric. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, my pleasure, Brenda. It's a pleasure to be here.
Deacon Eric, first for our listeners, tell us a little bit about what you do for the Archdiocese of Seattle in their Marriage and Family Life office.
Marriage, Family Life, and Formation. We do all kinds of work with our retreat center, with camps, with youth ministry, young adult ministry, faith formation, and the Office of Marriage and Family Life. It's a pleasure to kind of see how these different programs and offices connect with one another and support one another. And I try to help out all the good people as much as I can.
Oh, and for our listeners, I want to let you know, Deacon Eric has been a good friend of mine and the good deacon here because Deacon Eric and the good Deacon Scott, you were both classmates. It feels like our families have grown up together as well as both of your ministries in the diaconate. So it's great to talk with you. First, I want to ask you about what does that mean to be a prophetic witness? Because I'm not sure, Deacon Eric, that I've done much prophesying as a mother. It's been more like, you better hold that cup with 2 hands and then watch it spill all over the place. What does it mean to be a prophetic witness?
You know, you're going to be available to your child. You're going to be connecting with your child, but the whole time you're also helping your child to be aware that God's present. You know, the prophets play this critical role in helping us to be aware of God's presence and how God's calling us to a deeper connection with Him. And a good parent is going to be doing that with their child, both through their acts of kindness and modeling the type of love that God offers us, but also explicitly pointing to the faith, letting the child know about Jesus and how Jesus is going to play a role in our lives.
Well, Eric, let's talk about the 4 ways in your video that you highlight. And I really think that that's when Brenda talks about the holding of the cup, sometimes you tell your kid, don't trip on that or don't drop that, and then they drop it. A prophetic voice doesn't necessarily instill something that is going to happen for certain. It could be just a caution, correct?
Right.
And as you go through this, you talk about these 4 components, these 4 ways. 1, our own story of faith. 2, taking a step to get better. And 3, ask the Holy Spirit for help. And the last one I love, 4, speak, say what needs to be said. And I think that hesitancy so often is what people feel. But a parent's not hesitant to tell their kid what to do. But sometimes they wish, maybe I wish I hadn't said, don't trip on that.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard for parents because sometimes we feel like, well, you know, who am I to try to speak to what God has planned for our family? I mean, I'm far from perfect. And, you know, who am I to say, do this or don't do that. The other thing that happens too is sometimes as parents, we feel like, no, I'm not especially knowledgeable about the faith. I'm not going to be able to speak effectively describing, you know, how the faith works exactly. I don't know how to describe the Trinity to our child perfectly. But neither of those things are things that should stop us from speaking because God will speak through us. He promised that to the disciples. He promises that to all the faithful, that when we speak for Him and let our child know how much He loves them, He's going to give us the help that we need to communicate that.
Deacon Eric Page is the director of the Office of Marriage and Family Life for the Archdiocese of Seattle. He's joining us today to talk about 4 ways to be a prophetic witness to your children. Well, let's break each one of these open. Of course, you've talked about 1, our own story of faith. How much do we... It feels like you need to know a whole lot about your faith in order to pass it on, because it feels like sometimes a lot of parents are hoping, well, maybe that's the church's job to take care of that for me.
You know, it's tempting to think of that, but it would be a terrible mistake because each family has kind of a story of faith that ties in its own way with salvation history. So for each of us, we have had encounters with God, and one way or another, God's spoken to us, has connected with us, and that's happened through our family. It's happened through the tradition of the church. And one of the best ways for children to understand how God is working with them is to hear about the narrative that we participate in. You know, one of the best images of this in the Bible is when Jesus encounters the disciples walking away from Jerusalem and the road to Emmaus. He listens to them, hears what's happening in their world, but then he tells them how all of the scriptures referred to him. And the power of narrative is enormous. You know, you don't have to use a argument to communicate the faith with that. You just tell the story about how the faith has been part of the family's life, and that can be really effective both in terms of being persuasive, but also in terms of letting our children remember it because they can understand that it's part of their story too.
I think parents feel like they have to be logical and they have to be intelligent to speak, but you know, I think certainly the disciples represent, don't they, the very influence of the Holy Spirit for men who really didn't have much more to provide the world other than their experience of fishing and living in community.
Yeah. I mean, the Gospels are, let me tell you about what happened with Jesus. You know, this is my time with Jesus. And that's powerful. And we can do the same thing for our kids.
Oh, know your own story of faith. It's like the sharing of generations. And it's a wonderful way to really draw kids in, is to hear a story and hear their own story of faith. Well, Deacon Eric, you go on to say it is important to take a step to get better. You know, I often think of life as a journey, and we are becoming that person that we are meant to be. And it takes our whole lives to become that person. So showing our kids that, you know, we are always striving to get better at something, is that a good way to show them that they see, you know, my parents don't have all the answers, but I can see them working towards it? Or do we try to put forward that strong, like, I'm the parent, I know, do what I do?
Yeah, you know, I had always thought, wouldn't it be great to be the kind of parent that our children are just awed by, and they just look at us and say, like, you know what, Dad, I'm going to do whatever you say because I am so incredibly impressed by you.
I would love that.
I wish that too. Oh, where'd I go wrong?
Wonder what that's like. So, you know, the best thing I think we can do is kind of model to our children that we're trying to grow too, you know, that because you know, we know how it is. Once they get past, oh, say 8 years old, they know everything. They've seen that we're human beings, and you know, they're willing to listen to us, but they're more willing to watch our example. And if we're trying to grow in our faith and we're exploring our faith more deeply, and if we're trying to, you know, do things that I think are so important, like participate in confession, that models for them the behavior that they want to see or that we'd like to see. And I think that children are much more likely to do what we do than to do what we say.
You know, and taking a step to get better, that just that notion is actually action. And to be a disciple means we need to be people of action, even in our reticence. How do we move forward? And sometimes it takes community to give you the support that you might otherwise not feel you have to get in action. And I think families represent that. Would you say?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, you know, a family is a community, and it's a place in which children get to see how we participate in Mass, how we participate in confession, how we participate in growing in the faith. And so that example is really valuable. And, you know, they're always watching. They'll learn.
Faith formation begins at home. And today, Deacon Eric Page is with us to share four ways that you can be a prophetic witness in our lives of our children. All right. As Scott just said a moment ago, we need help sometimes. We always need help, in fact. And it's the Holy Spirit who is ready and willing and waiting for us to call on for help. This is an important step.
Absolutely. You know, asking the Holy Spirit to help is critically important. It's a prayer that God always answers. And if we make that request, now we don't have to worry about speaking just on our own. We've got the Spirit working with us.
It can be difficult, though. I think that we, in fact, in the Morning Blend, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. It is the fire. It is the wild goose. It is the wind upon the ocean. We have a difficulty as humans just trying to describe the Holy Spirit, let alone how do we lean upon or act towards the Holy Spirit. I mean, what can you say to maybe help parents understand this is what the Holy Spirit is, And this is what the Holy Spirit does for our family life.
Sure. So God is the subsistent act of being. He is being itself. And the Son is God's word. It is God speaking to us. Jesus is his word to us. And then the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. So we can think a little bit about the Holy Spirit being present in those places where we're trying to follow what Jesus has taught us, and we are following Jesus, and the Word, his love for the Father, is where we start to see God present in being and begin to be able to understand what's happening around us. So our attempt to follow Jesus leads us into an encounter with that love and leads us into a place where now we can see the Father in a way that we might not have. Before, we were just seeing the things around us, but we weren't really seeing God's presence behind that. And the Holy Spirit helps us and walks with that. So when we're taking a walk through the garden with our children, and we look at the garden and we see, look at this life that God has created. Look at the bees that are feeding all these flowers and how they're moving from one to the other, and they're pollinating and they're bringing life. And when we see God behind that dynamic and explain that to our child, now they don't see the world as this random series of events, as just a bunch of matter that interacts randomly. No, they're seeing God's work behind it, God's presence and God's love.
Oh, I love that so much. And as we finish off our interview, we already had spoken about say what needs to be said. Sometimes this can be a difficult thing for a parent to say, especially as those kids start to get older, because they're not necessarily in a place where they can hear us. What is a great way for parents to sit with their children and say what needs to be said so that way they're in a place to hear us?
Well, the fruit of this comes from taking time for silence ourselves, time in prayer that helps ground us, because saying what needs to be said does not mean expressing whatever emotion is going through our minds right away, because there's a lot of emotions that we have that sometimes are going to lead us in the right direction, and there's some that are going to lead us in a direction that's not so great. If we have asked the Holy Spirit for help, and if we have a sense that God wants this message for our children, it's time to speak. Then we're speaking not about, boy, you really made me mad when you did that, or why won't you put that phone down? You're saying, you know what? I think that we need to put the phone away and just be present to each other for dinner. You know, it's a different message, but we've got to say it, because sometimes I think parents are worried that if they say what God wants to be said, that our children won't like it. Well, guess what? Sometimes they won't, but you know what? It's often the thing that they need most. And to offer it in a way that is charity and is really a participation in the work of the Spirit, it's going to be ultimately for their best, and it will strengthen our relationship with them.
Yeah, I think that, for a dad, I am jumping in to say what I think needs to be said, and I have to pull myself back. And as you said, rely and ask in prayer, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to come with the words that need to be said. Authenticity. People listen to authentic word, and authentic word isn't something I create. It's something I believe that the Holy Spirit gives us at the moment it needs to be spoken. How is that the gifts of the Holy Spirit can be called upon and remembered from our confirmation?
You know, that is a beautiful connection, because when we had that confirmation state, that's kind of a way through which we say, this is how I'm going to interact with the Holy Spirit. This is kind of the model that I see the Holy Spirit playing in my life. And of course, sometimes it plays out differently, but you know, the Holy Spirit's always present. And so it's great to think of ourselves as being connected with our confirmation saint and saying, you know what, here's what God wants you to hear. You know, for me, St. Michael's my patron and my confirmation saint. And, you know, Michael means who is like God. And sometimes I feel like, you know, speaking to my children, the message is, you know what, God is incredibly beautiful, incredibly powerful. There's nothing like him in this world. Let's look past just what we see before us and look to God's presence. Now, of course, we're imperfect in the way that we do it, but just the fact that we care enough to do it says something important to our children.
Oh, it is so important to say what needs to be said and always bring that forward in prayer. Deacon Eric, I've so enjoyed our time today. Can you tell our listeners where they can find your video about ways to be a prophetic witness to your children and plus other things that you have and your webpage?
An easy way to remember it is our website can be reached through At Home With Faith, and you can find At Home With Faith there and sign up for our email letters, and you'll get something in your inbox every week, and it's kind of like your workout for the week with your children to share the faith with them.
Oh, fantastic. I encourage all of our listeners to check that out. Deacon Eric Page, thank you so much for your time today.
Truly a pleasure. It's wonderful to get to talk with you both, and hopefully we can see one another in person before long.
Can't wait for that to happen. And again, Deacon Eric Page is the director of the Office of Marriage and Family Life for the Archdiocese of Seattle. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to his webpage, and you're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.